All right, welcome back to the Hurricane Hotline, everyone. As we continue on after the Mario Cristobal Show, Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., it is Thanksgiving week. So happy Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving means football. And for the University of Miami, of course, important football coming up on Saturday, 3:30 kickoff. We'll be on the air at 11:30 a.m. And basically, Don, we've got what we've been waiting for a long time, and that is a playoff football game. It's not the official playoffs, but for Miami to go where they want to get to, they got to win this game on Saturday to get to the ACC championship game.
Well, Coach Cristobal has started the 1-0 mantra months ago, and it's paid off. A big win last week against Wake Forest, but as you mentioned, this is it. I mean, this is the game that sends Miami to the ACC championship game. They go to Syracuse, they win, they're a lock, they're in, and then the fun really begins, because this was a huge goal, Joe. And when you think about this, going from a 7-win season last year, winning against Syracuse, put you at 11 with a chance for 12, that's big time.
Well, you know, my mantra has been, Coach Cristobal's mantra is, let's go 1-0. My mantra has been, if you win 10 games, you're playing for something. And Coach Rick won 10 games. Miami played for the Orange Bowl. They had a chance. Well, they played in the ACC championship game. The Hurricanes have won 10 games this year, and they're playing for a right to go to the ACC championship game against SMU if they can beat Syracuse on Saturday.
And that's not going to be an easy task. You and I have both been up to that dome, and I've seen many a game there, and it's going to be packed, and it's going to be loud, and it's going to be against one of the best quarterbacks in the country. Many will argue, of course, every Miami fan like me says, well, we got Cam Ward. Well, Syracuse says, well, we've got McCourt. So it's going to be an interesting ball game. There's talent going to be on both sides of the field, but at the end of the day, Miami's just going to have to understand, as they will be instructed to this whole week, it's one play at a time, it's one game at a time, and you accomplish it that way.
Last week, Wake Forest wanted to lull Miami to sleep. They tried to run the football. They actually didn't throw the ball as much as I thought they were going to. And Dave Clawson said that was on him, because he was afraid of turning the ball over. Ultimately, a turnover did bite them in the back, really did hurt them. This week's game, I think, probably could be completely different, because Syracuse, they want to make this a track meet.
Yeah, they do. They think they can put up as many points as anybody, but I will remind them that you also can throw some interceptions like you did against Pitt. And it's going to be interesting to see how they approach Miami. I know the Syracuse defense has basically put a couple different defenses on the field this year, and I don't know which one they're going to put on Saturday, but I know that McCord is a guy that leads the conference in passing. He's 3,946 yards right now. Last week against UConn, he had 470 yards. But you understand as well as anybody that the run game that Miami has right now at this time of the year, even though it's going to be an inside dome game, is going to make a big difference on how they perform in this contest.
He's throwing 12 interceptions. Mm-hmm. They will also hog the ball. They hold it for like 35 minutes a game. I do think it's a little bit like the Louisville game for the Miami defense. Keep them on. It's not terrible if Syracuse's offense is on the field, as long as they're not scoring quickly.
Correct.
You want them, obviously you want a three and out, but what you really want them to do is earn it and face Miami's third down defense, which last week nearly tossed a shutout. The last 10 third down conversions, Wake converted only one time.
Yeah, they were fantastic on that. And Coach Guidry deserves an attaboy for what he put on the field last week. And they reprogrammed the defense in the off week, and it came through against Wake Forest. And when I look at they're going to face this coming week against Syracuse, the thing that you always want to make sure of is that you can come up with the pick. You talked about it just a minute ago. That pick by Meech Powell changed really the game. It changed the momentum. It obviously changed the score, but it changes the intensity, and it gets people interested. If they're able to pick off McCord in this ball game, and he hasn't thrown interceptions, then I think it makes a big difference, and it just hurts the crowd up there, and it shoots an infusion of adrenaline on the Miami side.
Well, this is not an intangible. This is a rock solid part of the game. And you mentioned this last week in our game against Wake Forest. Miami's physicality. It showed up last week. Mm-hmm. It showed up on the defensive line, Reuben Bain. You saw it with the defensive tackles, and you saw it with the offensive line in particular. Miami just pounded Wake Forest, and they've been doing this for a while with their inside run game, and then all along comes Jordan Lyle. But one way to demoralize Syracuse would be to win the physicality game.
Yeah, and they think they're pretty physical. I mean, they've got Syracuse has put together a big, strong offensive line of older guys. They've got some size on that defensive front. But, you know, when you look at what Miami did last week against Wake Forest, the thing you have to remember is Jordan Lyle, everybody thinks, you know, those big electric runs, a lot of those started going towards the A-gap. They were designed to go inside. Now, it closed up one time, but they were open also, and he took it and then bounced it outside. So the physicality that Miami has built on that offensive line is exactly the blueprint that Coach wanted to have. He and Coach Mirabal, and it's paying off, because if you want to control the football game, run it.
Well, the secondary is going to get a good test. Now, Damari Brown might be back. We'll have to wait and see. Got a Rondé Gaston, 3 straight 100-yard games. Jackson Meeks last week, 7 catches, 110 yards. The running back, LaQuint Allen, got 50-plus catches. He catches the ball in the swing passes. You love that play, so that's an extension of their run game. But they throw the football, and they're going to catch the ball. They're going to catch the ball. We're going to have to deal with that. They're going to catch the football. But what Miami has to do is catch the ones that are throwing at them, and then the ones they catch, make sure they tackle them.
That's true. And then the Allen, the running back, I think he's another underrated player, similar to what we saw with Claiborne last week against Wake Forest. No, I didn't hear him. You haven't heard of him. Nobody's talking about him. But he was pretty darn productive, had a 100-yard kickoff return, was very successful in the running game. You're going to see that same type of running back Saturday against Syracuse. This young man does a great job catching the football, but he's strong and explosive, and he gives them just enough yardage to keep every defense honest.
Okay, you mentioned their defense. They do. I think they switch their defense every week according to the opponent. Mm-hmm. They're like the old Bill Belichick style. Well, whatever the opponent shows, then they change their defense to that. They have a freshman quarterback that was pressed into service, so that might catch our attention.
Yeah, they have, and I don't know the real reason why they've done it, because it's not natural. You usually build a foundation on a certain front and what you believe in, but they've presented 2 or 3 options. Some of it's because of injury, some of it's because of new personnel, but the thing that Miami does so well, and what really Shannon Dawson does a phenomenal job of, is that everything works against everything. Now, some things work better, but you don't get caught in that trap. Well, the defense is in an odd front. I can't do this. No, we can run this against an odd front. Or they're back in a 4-3. They're back in a 4-3 base. Well, you know what? This doesn't work. Yes, it does work. We just have to make some adjustments. So I think that's the magic potion for Shannon Dawson, is pretty much everything that he calls will work. And if it changes while you're in your snap count or you're through in your cadence, you can adjust it then as well.
Hurricanes have been great in the fourth quarter this year. You look at all the metrics of the fourth quarter, and Miami's at the top of the league, top of the nation in all the fourth quarter metrics, including simply outscoring their opponent.
You know, but let's go back to what you and I know more than anybody, is where did that start? Well, it really started the day that Mario Cristobal got here and put strength and conditioning as a forefront. He wants the strongest team. He wants the best conditioned team. He wants a team that does not wear out. And that's what you're seeing right now. That's the benefit of having a fourth quarter team. They don't get worn down. You don't see anybody really tapping out. They've also done a great job of exchanging players and reps and keeping a good rep count and making sure that everybody's as fresh as they can be.
This game is for all the marbles for Miami. So, and when you have a game like this, your best players have to play great. Reuben Bain has to play great. Maui Noah has to play great. Powell has to play great. Cam Ward, we know he can play great. Maybe he needs his best game of the season. I might toss in there. Sometimes they'll make a bad play worse, but that's, you know, we've learned to live with his almost defiant mentality, and it's worked up to this point. Need a great game from the offensive line and the receivers. They've got to get open, and it's going to be a fast surface to play on as well.
You know, my hope is that starting Saturday that you now see Miami come together completely. You saw an offense that for the most part of this season has just been simply outstanding, and the numbers prove it, and the records that have been broken prove it. You see a defense that's gotten better and better and better, and they've had some setbacks, and they've improved, and they've lost some personnel. They're getting healthy, and now you're going to see an opportunity to come off the Wake Forest game, because you look at what they did against Wake Forest. I don't care who that was against. Those numbers against air are phenomenal. 50 yards in the second half. I mean, what you think about what they accomplished, now maybe that's coming together. Hopefully, you don't have any more issues on special teams with returns for points. But overall, now's the time for it all to come together. You need to peak now in the end of November to take you well into December.
Well, you need a couple. You're going to need multiple stops somewhere along the line. Keeping them out of the end zone, it would be nice if Miami was the front runner. This is an offense, Syracuse, that throws the ball a lot. They've given up 25, 26 sacks. He's throwing 12 interceptions. So you got to find a way to create those negative plays. Miami's got to hit their numbers. An interception or two, four or five sacks, and the negative plays.
He will throw the pick.
He will. Throw it right at you.
He'll throw. It's a guarantee. You think you're wearing the wrong color jersey. And, you know, you go back and you watch what McCourt's done this season as far as throwing interceptions. He's thrown a bunch of them. And really, you could say that he was the reason they lost the Pitt game because of how many picks he threw. But, you know, he's also a competitor. He also realizes that they're at an 8-win. They haven't done 9, and they want to go to a bowl and get to 10 as well. And as we always face as Miami Hurricanes, this is their biggest game of the season, period. And then you go and you cross-reference who they have played and we played common opponents. Those scores are very, very close. So this game is a playoff football game. I know we keep saying it, but it really is.
Well, Miami is 16-7 all time against Syracuse. In 2000, we went up there and Miami shut them out. 2002, the last time Miami went to the Dome, we were there, you and I, 49-7.
When was that?
That was 2002, 49-7. In 1992, I was there. It was 16-10. Miami was 10-0. The game ended on the 2-yard line. Chris Gedney was tackled on the 2-yard line. Miami went to 11-0. So which one will it be? 49-7 or the last play of the game?
I just hope it's not the time that I went there on McNabb's senior day with Coach Davis and Miami got about 60 hung on him. No, it won't be that, Joe. I'm really confident that Miami's going to win this football game. I saw practice last week, and the Tuesday practice last week I think was maybe the best Tuesday practice I had seen the whole year, and look what happened. They go out and they put over 40 points on Wake Forest, and everything that I've seen this week leads me to believe that they're ready to go.
Okay, Miami and Syracuse on Saturday, kickoff at 3:30. We'll be on the air at 11:30 in the morning for the big showdown, and as the Hurricanes try to get to the ACC championship game. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Stay tuned. Panthers hockey is coming up next.